Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels, where you can uncover your coolest kitchen, reveal your most beautiful boudoir, and rock your rec room. Whether you're a do-it-yourselfer or you prefer professional help, Tammy Michaels is here to solve your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement, inside out. And we have quite a topic today. More cowbell.
Well, we do. And the point is that many people live in homes that when you walk in the door, you just feel like your house is boring. You really do. You feel like it looks like all your other neighbors. Come on, people pay way too much for a home. And even if you're renting the home, I know exactly what it feels like to walk in and go, this house does not represent who I am. It doesn't represent my personality. And that's my whole job as an interior designer. I want your home to represent who you are. Have you traveled the world, or do you just want it to look like you have? Do you love to be a gourmet cook, or do you just love to look like your kitchen is a cook? What if, here's one for you, what if you have boring cabinets and you don't want to replace your cabinets and you just want to add some extra little design elements to it? Well, guess what? I can help you do that. I can tell you how to add some moldings and perhaps just add a little bling to that kitchen. I like that. You know, that doesn't mean it has to be over the top, but just something a little more because it's just boring. Maybe that's area rugs that you can't find, a paint color you're trying to add. Maybe it's just throw pillows. Maybe you've always looked for better bedding. I'm here for you. Look at your boring house. Yes, I'm talking to you. And let's talk about something that we can do together today in your home to just make it look and feel better. I want to hear from you.
And those numbers to call to ask your questions are 421-1000 or 877-397-5666. Phone lines are open. Should we take a call?
Yes, let's go to Melanie.
We have Melanie on the line. Welcome.
Hi, Melanie. Are we losing our callers today?
I guess we are. Well, Melanie from Olympia.
Call us back. Okay, let's get our phone line thing straightened out really fast.
Yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to make one of my points. Melanie's back now. Okay. We're going to go to Melanie here in just a quick second. Kate Chambers is figuring out our little phone dilemma.
But in the meantime, the numbers remain the same. 421-1000, or you can call us toll-free, 877-397-5666. It's a toll-free call.
Okay. So I want to talk about accessorizing very quickly, and then we'll get back to our phone lines. This is the one thing that it doesn't matter if you are on a budget. This is the single thing that can make a difference in your home. But I want to talk about the difference between design and decorating. A glue gun and baby's breath does not a decorator make. Does not an interior...
Wait, what? Really?
A glue gun and baby's breath a designed room does not make. I know that's a mixed up set of words, and I meant to do that. What I mean by that is, I'll walk into somebody's home, and many times they've worked on their home themselves, you know, bless your heart, and I'm all over that. You're smiling.
Stop peeping in my house, Tammy. Seriously.
No, it's like, you know, there are things that people make in church, and I get that, and that's okay. But the difference between design and decorating is that it doesn't necessarily need to look like it's going to end up in your yard sale. What this means is if you're going to do something yourself, well, here's an idea. I bought this great big jardiniere. It's huge. A jardiniere is a fancy way of saying it's a big pot, you know, that looks like a large vessel. Mm-hmm. It's actually very pretty. Mm-hmm. It has a horrid Navajo pattern on it. Mm-hmm. I am going to spray paint this thing in kind of a red, and then I'm going to silver leaf it. So it's, you know, think like brick red, and then I'm going to silver leaf over it so that you don't see the red. You just see the silver leaf. And then I'm going to antique the whole thing. It'll be really pretty. I'm actually going to silver leaf it in kind of the white gold look.
Nice.
So it'll be interesting looking. It'll look like it's expensive. Mm-hmm. People try to do things themselves. I like to do things myself. You know, if you have something in your home, what we want to do is we want to create something visually interesting. Lamps. Maybe you just need to add some new lamps. Maybe you just need to add some new throw pillows. I'm trying to talk to people who are on a budget.
and I want to help you, and I know where to find things on a budget.
All right. Well, we've got a caller on the line. It's Geraldine from Snohomish. And if you'd like to give us a call, and we know you do, get your calls in quickly, 421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
Hi, Geraldine. How can I help you?
Hi. Tammy, I'm redecorating my master bedroom. And, you know, right now it's kind of the builder white. It's, you know, really boring. I have my color palette, which is kind of my comforter is kind of, you know, a metallic sky blue, and I have dark woods, and I was going to
use... Dark woods where? Do you have dark wood floor? Do you have dark wood furniture?
Dark wood furniture.
Okay.
And my moldings are painted Navajo white.
Okay.
And I was going to use the same wall color that's in my master bathroom, which is kind of a smoky taupe.
Oh, that sounds pretty.
And it's got an adjoining sitting room, so it's kind of a big room.
Oh,
and
this sounds really pretty.
Oh, thanks. Well, my question is my wall that my headboard is against, I wanted to make an accent wall. And it's a big wall. It's, you know, longer than the bed. And it's got the orange peel texture on it, so my painter recommended not going with wallpaper, and I'm trying to figure out what I can do with that big wall to make it an accent wall. You know, I was thinking maybe using fabric.
Okay.
I also have a large arch window that I'm trying to figure out how to address.
Okay. Let's start with the orange peel and the wallpaper. There is something, and again, this is available at Daily, so I at least have a source, what I'm going to describe to you, that you can get it. And it's called pre-paper. So imagine that it's a thicker grade of wallpaper, and it almost has like a sponginess to it. Think very thin foam core. If you've ever done an art project with your kids and used foam core, then you'll know what it is. And it's a thicker wallpaper. And when it is applied on the wall, you wallpaper over it. And so all the bumpiness and the orange peel or the texture is smoothed out by the pre-paper. Here's the tip in using pre-paper before you wallpaper. You can do this yourself, by the way, and it'll really turn out pretty. But the pre-paper shrinks. So you don't want to get it too wet, and you want to make sure that those seams butt up to each other, and you want to let it dry for a good 48 hours before you put your wallpaper up. Because otherwise, if you get it soaking wet when you put the paper up, it'll shrink. So put it up, you know, get those edges nice together, and don't get it super wet because then it'll shrink up. And that's how you can put the wallpaper up, because it sounds like with where you're going, a graphic print or something like that would be absolutely lovely. And that's why I think that's a good suggestion. Jennifer is giving me the stink eye, which says I have to go out to traffic. So I'm going to put you on hold, and I want to hear about your arched window when we come back.
I'm so glad you called it the stink eye. That's so descriptive. That's good radio right there.
421-1000 or 877-397-COMO.
COMO AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, it looks, Jennifer, like the Hood Canal Bridge is still in the open position for marine traffic. And, of course, 104 on either side of the bridge is still stacking up. Some good news. They cleared that blocking problem in Everett. This is South 5 at 41st. It was a car fire and they'd been blocking two lanes. And one, again, is cleared completely off. We have a construction closure, though, in the Linwood area. South 5 from 405 to 196 Street Southwest. HOV lane there. We got it closed, and we've got a crew working in the lane for the rest of the morning. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the COMO AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather today, cloudy and rather mild, highs in the mid-50s, overnight lows in the mid-40s. Right now it's 48 degrees in Tacoma, and in Seattle it's 45. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Our topic today, more cowbell, more interest, more bling, more fun.
I know.
More originality.
It's very true. Okay, so I want to talk for a minute about accessories in your home. And then we're also going to get into wood flooring a little bit today, because
I have very strong opinions about wood flooring and the pre-finished floors, and I'm going to talk a little bit about that coming up. So if you're looking at pre-finished floors, if you have pre-finished floors that are not performing well, I'm going to be talking to you. But let's talk for a minute about accessories in a home, because I think this is something that this is a way that we're springtime, people get involved in spring cleaning. So here's a suggestion for you. Perhaps over the years, you've collected a whole myriad of things. And I used to go on these in-home consultations, and I'm telling you, the things people collect in their home, wow.
What's the strangest thing you've seen collected?
Oh, you know, if it was strange, then I really liked it. I mean, because... Yeah. And I'll give you an example. I went into someone's home, and what they collected were monster models. And see, you made a face. And
I made a smiley face.
Right. I know.
Because it sounds fun.
It was. It really was. And it was a young guy, and he'd been collecting these things since he was a kid. And, I mean, they were from every known horror movie imaginable. And he had creatively assembled all of them and displayed them kind of randomly through his house. And they were just great. I mean, it was like this, you know, walk of fame of horror films. Vincent Price would have just probably embraced each and every one of them. I mean, they were really great. So just because you collect something strange, that doesn't mean that it can't be intriguing. And I'll tell you another one that I walked into somebody's house and they collected. KitchenAid Mix Masters.
What?
I know.
Yeah, that one's a little odd.
Yeah, but okay. And really creative collected these, and they went back to the 1950s, and these mix masters, and I'm probably not saying it correctly because I'm not Betty Crocker. I'm Martha Stewart. I am not. But one of the things that she did was she was trying to figure out a way that we were going to display these. And what we did is we lowered her overhead cabinets. So she had ugly cabinets. So we didn't replace all the cabinets. And we just made a small run of more a horizontal line of cabinets. So they were not very deep. They were not very tall. And then a whole line of them across the wall. Mm-hmm. And then above it was a shelf for the Mixmasters. And it was just really interesting looking when you walked in, because they were in every color. Turquoise, green, you know, from the 1950s. She had a hot pink one that was for breast cancer. I mean, you know, done in the 21st century. I mean, she had just this whole collection of them, and they were really pretty cool looking. So stainless steel from the 1950s. I mean, you know, kind of odd, but yeah, really great.
So it sort of looked like art.
It did. So that's the thing. When people have a collection of things, you either need to place them randomly through the house, like the guy with the monsters. And so they were these wonderful little surprises, you know, in unexpected places. Or you have to make it look like you really meant to do that and put them together. Bowling trophies, not so much.
Not art.
My ex-husband, I told him exactly where he could put those. And the FCC has fines for that.
Finger on the drop button.
I know. Actually, it's funny because my ex-husband and I are really good friends. So there you go. But, you know. A marriage that did not so much make. But when we come back, I'm going to change subjects just a little bit, and we're going to talk about wood floors and flooring in general. Do you have kids? Do you have pets? I want to talk to you about your flooring solutions, because this is something that I care enormously about. Pet stains. Do you have floors that just aren't holding up? They look kind of gray and ashy. Your flooring is peeling. Stay tuned. I want to talk about your flooring.
And we'll get to as many calls as humanly possible. 421-1000 or toll free 877-397-COMO.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels.
If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
You know, a lot of people take a good look around their home and they have boring kitchens. Yes, boring kitchens or boring bathrooms. Well, guess what? It doesn't matter what your budget is, whether you live in a tiny little condo and you just want it to look sophisticated, or perhaps you're building or remodeling to create the home of your dreams. You want to save money. Sound Kitchen and Bath can do that for you, and they can provide you with expertise in gorgeous moldings, and wood selections. So it doesn't matter if you want glazed and painted finishes, or perhaps you want an exotic wood like zebra wood or Australian lace wood. They can provide you design services and you can have the look you want, clean and contemporary or opulent and over the top. Sound Kitchen and Bath, and guess what? These expert designers will come into your home. They will measure your kitchen, lay it out for you so you can see it in 3D and hold your hand through the process, and they don't charge you for it. No charge for those design fees. Some people charge hundreds or thousands of dollars for that. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com. I believed in them so much, I invested in their company. Soundkitchenandbath.com.
I'm with Robin Daly of Daly's Paint and Decorating, a family business at Northeast 20th and Bellevue on its Stoneway in Fremont, or at dailyspaint.com. And Robin, like doctors used to do, you actually make house calls?
We make house calls. We have designers who will come to your home and help you. We can pick paint colors, which we do all the time.
How do you do that? How do you decide a paint color?
I think we channel the colors. Really, that's what we do. No, we ask you to show us around your home, and your house kind of tells us what it needs to be. And we work with all the different variables, your sofa, your flooring, and everything like that, and we try and draw out your personality and find the perfect color.
So how do you arrange a house call?
It's easy. You can go on the web at dailyspaint.com, and there's a form you can fill out, or you can just simply give us a call.
Check out Daly's Paint and Decorating, their new store at Northeast 20th and Bellevue, or at Stoneway in Fremont, or always at dailyspaint.com.
Como Traffic is sponsored by Bassett Furniture. Custom furniture built rock solid and at fantastic prices.
Nothing is worse than cleaning out your home's gutters. It's dangerous if you do it yourself and expensive to keep hiring someone. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. I shop the big national gutter cover guys, and here's what I found. They charge too much, twice as much as it needs to be. That's when I discovered Ross from Gutter Glove.
Thanks, Tammy. Gutter Glove goes on all existing roof and gutters. No need to tear off and pay for extra materials. That saves about 40 to 50% over the big national guys. Superior quality at half the price and a lifetime guarantee against clogs.
The leading consumer magazine gave its top rating to Gutter Glove. Take it from me. I know home improvement, and Gutter Glove is the system you want on your home.
See Gutter Glove work at guttergloveusa.net and schedule an appointment today. Ask about our $300 off professional installation through the end of the month.
Gutter Glove. Remember, you save about 40 to 50% at guttergloveusa.net. That's guttergloveusa.net.
It's in your backyard. Muddying your water. Eating energy. Your hot tub is a dinosaur.
Stop fighting with that old dinosaur of a hot tub. Hot tubbing should be fun. Hi, I'm Alice Cunningham, owner of Olympic Hot Tub. Struggling with hot tub chemicals, noisy equipment, and high electric bills? Stop fighting, start relaxing with a new hot tub from Olympic. Our hot spring spas use salt plus water to clean your hot tub naturally, automatically, without harsh chemicals. It's easy care, low-cost hot tubbing that's quiet, fun, and relaxing. You deserve it. And all hot spring spas come with free delivery, installation, and removal of your old dinosaur. Trade-ins, of course. See stores for details. We make it easy to take it easy. Olympic Hot Tub, Seattle 5, Everett, Issaquah, Lacey, and OlympicHotTub.com.
Olympic Hot Tub Company. You're gonna feel great. Why wait?
Como AAA Traffic and Weather. Every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson.
Jennifer, we still have the Hood Canal Bridge open for marine traffic. Now, it's been open for like about 15 minutes, so you can just imagine 104 is really stacked up on either side. We did clear the disabled that was blocking two lanes south 5 at 41st and Everett, and by now it looks like that backup has totally dissipated. We are slightly congested, however, heading north at I-5 at Yesler and midspan on the 520 bridge in the westbound direction, as well as our commute is really getting underway heading south on I-5 at the Snohomish-King County line. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather today, we're looking for cloudy skies and a high in the mid-50s, overnight lows near 45 degrees. Right now, it's 48 degrees in Everett. Olympia's up to 50, and it's 46 in downtown Seattle. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. It's 11:25 on Como News Radio, and you're listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Thanks so much for joining us. The phone lines are busy. The numbers are 421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO. That's 5666.
Dory in Seattle, I can't wait to talk to you.
Welcome, Dory.
Hi, Tammy. This is the first time I'm listening in. And my question is, I have three pets, two little chihuahuas with medium-length hair and a cat. And my couch is sort of like the focal point of the room, and I've been putting on a blanket-ish over it to sort of, you know, protect it. But, you know, it keeps getting moved around because they're always dashing around.
I know. They want to get comfy.
And you know, it's hard to keep clean, and then there's the hair on it. And I'm thinking, you know, besides like one of those sofa covers, is there something that is attractive and stylish, but yet you could, you know, pull off and wash and, you know, with minimal ironing?
Yeah, you know what? Here's what I'm going to do, Dory. This is going to be very easy for you to contact me. Because to give you the long answer to your question, but I do have an answer. It's a workroom that I specifically work with when it comes to creating slip covers. And she does a super affordable job. She'll help you pick out the fabric. She's just great, but it is a professional workroom. So if you email me at comonews.com/Tammy, and over in the right-hand corner, it says Ask Tammy. That's my email. So comonews.com/Tammy, and that'll come up, and I will email you back. And I will give you her contact info. And like I said, it's a professional work address, so they don't have like a website and all that other good stuff that you can easily Google it. But yeah, because what you really need is you need a slip cover that you can put on and put and take off. Now, here's another suggestion for those who don't want to email me and they'll forget or whatever. Really easy thing to do. Go into a Joann's Fabrics or a Pacific Fabrics, and I'll tell you a secret. Behind the counter, they keep a list of seamstresses that do nothing but make slip covers. And they have their business cards and their contact info behind the counter. And you can pick out fabric yourself that's washable. There's even fabrics made by the company Sunbrella. Believe it or not, Sunbrella, an exterior fabric, does great for slip covers with pets. It's washable and it holds up. And that is the easiest way you can get a slipcover made yourself if you don't want to take the time and contact me.
I wish I had known that, you know, before I bought a new sofa.
I know. Well, even if you did buy a new sofa and you just want to keep it looking great and you have kids and pets, mm-hmm. Sunbrella fabric is one of my trade secrets. And there's literally 1,000 shades of it. I mean, it comes in everything from lemon yellow to soft tan, comes in bold prints, it comes, you know, in graphics, and it comes in, you know, just soft stripes. And I love Sunbrella fabric for kids and pets, you know, for a friendly fabric.
Well, you know, I thought having toddlers was hard on the furniture because
no.
They're messy, but teenagers are so
teenagers!
Much worse.
Teenagers! I'm serious. Pizza was the bane of my existence.
And they travel in packs, you know?
Like, I know they do.
Like feral animals or something.
I know. It's really true. And, you know, the feet up on the sofa and all that, embrace it because, you know, it's a good time in your life.
It is. And it is. I know it's not going to last.
It doesn't last. And they do things like, you know, they join the army and they want to become Green Berets. Little baggage there laid on the... I know. My son. So it was just yesterday he was playing video games and now he's shipping off to Fort Benning to try to become a Green Beret. So there you go. Embrace the pizza and the video games.
When you put it like that, then somehow the chocolate smears and the spilled juice
doesn't
seem so bad.
I know. It's really true. And the sunbrella is your friend.
Yeah.
It really is. So I know we have to head out to a break, but, you know, we should probably plug our phone numbers one more time.
We probably should. Give us a call at 421-1000, or you can call us toll-free, 877-397-COMO. That's 877-397-5666. We've got to take a quick break here for ABC News in just a few seconds. After that, more local traffic, local weather, and Tammy Michaels can answer all of your design questions here on Inside Out. Welcome back to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. Solving your design dilemmas from the balcony to the basement. Taking your calls. Phone lines are jamming. 421-1000 or 877-397-5666. Our topic, family-friendly flooring.
Yeah, we're going to switch gears a little bit, but we are still going to talk about the rooms that you have in your home that need a little bling. You know, you're trying to make them look special. So I still want to talk to you about your paint colors and everything that you're trying to do to add some decorative arts to your home. So we're, you know, I'm still going to take those calls. But I want to get in today some information about wood flooring because, see, here's the thing, Jennifer. This time of year, people start remodeling projects. And one of the very first things they do is they take a look at their floors. And more people are adding wood floors to their home. And specifically, what they are adding are pre-finished floors.
Right.
Now, I'm not going to throw all pre-finished floors under the bus. I am going to throw most of them under the bus.
Okay.
And the reason that I am is because it depends on how you want your wood floor to perform. You know, if you have kids and pets, what I want to say to you is that a lot of the wood floors that are out there that are really super inexpensive, and I mean like the bargain flooring companies that sell these for just a couple of bucks a square foot, here's what I want you to know about those finishes on those floors, and that is the fact that many of them have an anodized aluminum finish. And anodized aluminum is, it's sprayed on, usually in China. And imagine, an aluminum oxide, and the aluminum oxide holds the finish on. It is meant for it to look pretty when you buy it in the store. It's not necessarily meant to hold up for a decade. So when you buy these floors, these pre-finished floors, what I want to say to you is that many times they're not going to hold up. So there are a couple things that you can do to them to make them last a little bit longer. And one of the things is good old-fashioned floor wax. But here's what you need to know. As soon as you run any kind of mechanical equipment over one of these pre-finished floors, for most of them, you negate the warranty and the guarantee on the floor. So, but what's the guarantee and the warranty worth? Because as soon as you look at it, many times they put all these little caveats in there that make it so the floor is not really going to hold up anyway. So what I want to say to people is if you're looking for affordable flooring, understand how you want it to perform, understand what you want it to do. And so many folks are on a budget. My least favorite floor is bamboo. That's my least favorite. And everybody likes it. And I, even the builders in my house this last week were going, yeah, I put it in my mom's house and she looks really great. Really? Call me back in 5 years and tell me how that floor looks. Because it looks pretty. It's light. It's airy. It doesn't mean the finish on it's going to hold up. You can't refinish it easily. When the guys go to sand it, it peels. It strips. So I'm just speaking to you, perspective wood flooring guy, you know, wood flooring purchase person. I should do like a Real Man of Genius commercial for this, which says understand what you're buying and understand what you're not. So I like real hardwood floors. You know, if you have them in your house, refinish them as opposed to putting this stuff in. And I want to share with you a flooring product that I like. And I'm going to put this up on our website today. There's a flooring product that is super affordable. So if you're the person on a budget and you're thinking, I'm going to put in a pre-finished floors, and you won't remember what this is. So I'm going to put it up on my blog because it just occurred to me that I should put this up, and I'm going to put it up today. And the flooring is called Kartak, K-A-R-T-A-K. And it is the same flooring that they have in Safeway grocery stores, in the fruits and vegetable department, in the produce department. And it's an engineered floor. It's a peel and stick floor. Most people can put it down themselves. You can buy it online. I'm not plugging it. You can buy it anywhere. You can buy it yourself direct from the manufacturer. It's super inexpensive. It's an engineered floor. If you're not going to slip on it with wet floors in a safe way, and it holds up. So the other thing is for people who have pets, it looks really good. And it's, like I said, it's crazy inexpensive. So look at it in your next Safeway floor. They have the finish of it that I love the most. It's kind of a gray wash. So there you go.
You know, one time I had one of those rugs they have in the grocery stores that says fresh produce.
Oh my gosh.
It's true.
How eclectic is that and random is that, that you actually said that?
You know, it's crazy. A million miles and a million years ago, I had a crazy friend who was a designer, and she was redoing my kitchen and she got it.
I know, but you know what? I think it's great. I think it sounds great. I really do.
Everyone hated it but me. I finally got
rid of it. No. I like it, Jennifer. I actually really like it. I think it's fun. When we come back, I want to talk to Anne in Lake Forest Park about her tile because she's right on topic.
421-1000 or 877-397-COMO. Give us a buzz.
The leading consumer magazine gave its top rating to Gutter Glove.
Gutter Glove goes on all existing roof and gutters. That saves about 40 to 50% over the big national guys.
GutterGloveUSA.net. In this economy, every purchase counts. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. At Bassett, the furniture you buy is economically priced. Bassett's upholstery frames outperform even the most high-end competitors. Bassett gives you a lifetime warranty on the frame and the seat cushion on every upholstered piece of furniture that you buy. As a designer, I am proud to recommend Bassett because they will customize almost any sofa, sectional, or chair to fit your lifestyle. Creativity knows no boundaries. At Bassett, almost any sofa can be transformed from a romantic traditional style to a clean and contemporary savvy piece. You can choose from over 750 fabrics. Feeling overwhelmed? They have professional interior designers to assist you for free. Bassett is not just another furniture store. Visit Bassett in Redmond, Tukwila, Linwood, and Tacoma. Online at BassettFurniture.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath will save you money. Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. Have you ever picked up an architectural magazine and looked at the beautiful kitchen and bath pictures and wondered if you could afford that? Well, tear out those pictures and call Sound Kitchen and Bath today. Sound Kitchen and Bath reinvented how you can purchase local and custom-made cabinetry. We come directly to your home to best understand your kitchen and bath needs, and our NKBA kitchen and bath designers custom design the kitchen and bath you always dreamed of at no cost to you. Box stores and other kitchen and bath showrooms charge hundreds or thousands of dollars just to measure and design your cabinet layout. Sound Kitchen and Bath is a local cabinet shop featuring gorgeous custom cabinets and moldings. I believed in Sound Kitchen and Bath so much I invested in the company. Call today. SoundKitchenandBath.com. SoundKitchenandBath.com.
Thanks for listening to Como News Radio, AM 1000, FM 97.7. You can also listen online anytime at comonews.com. comonews.com. Check the Como forecast and Como traffic. Get 24-hour access to Como News. Become a neighborhood reporter and have some fun with your chance to win great prizes. It's all online at comonews.com. comonews.com. Powered by Como News. Como News Radio. comonews.com.
Hi, this is Tammy Michaels. If you want to reface or replace your cabinets, go to soundkitchenandbath.com. Sound Kitchen and Bath, soundkitchenandbath.com.
The topic? Bathroom makeovers. Now, if you're a guy, or maybe you know a guy, or married to a guy, perhaps a guy like me, who has a lot of things to do around the house, like a bathroom makeover, but doesn't have time to, the experts at Mr. Handyman can help.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
So about that bathroom makeover. Maybe you need a new clean tub or shower surround. Mr. Handyman has the tools and know-how to get it done. Or maybe it's replacing the retro theme with an updated vanity cabinet and sink. Mr. Handyman can do that too.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can.
From top to bottom, including new tile and flooring, Mr. Handyman can take that idea of yours and make it happen. Mr. Handyman can even help with energy-efficient upgrades like new faucets and shower heads and low-flow toilets. So that way, that guy, you know, can help with other things like work, family, and of course, maintaining a sharp physique.
Call the pros. 1-877-MR-HANDYMAN. MrHandyman.com.
Oh, I can do that.
If you're Mr. Can't, Mr. Handyman can. MrHandyman.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4s.
Here's Judith Larson.
Well, we've really stacked up heading north on I-5 from south of the West Seattle Bridge to north of Yesler. And part of the reason are these two blocking problems they just cleared. One was an accident northbound 5 at Holgate that had been blocking two left lanes. They've cleared that out of your way. And then northbound 5 south of Seneca, it looks like that disabled that was blocking one lane has been cleared, not just to the side, but off the freeway. It looks like we've got a new problem northbound 5 south of Lake City Way. A disabled, a tow is with it, but it's just on the shoulder. And there's a lot of marine traffic crossing State Route 104. That's why Hood Canal Bridge, believe it or not, is still in the open position to let that marine traffic through. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. We can look forward to mild temps and cloudy skies today. Highs in the mid-50s, overnight lows near 40. Right now, we're warming up just a tad, 47 degrees in Tacoma, 50 in Olympia, and in Seattle, we have cloudy skies and 46 degrees. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out this morning with Tammy Michaels. We've covered quite a few topics today, you know, Liberace's yard sale, family-friendly flooring.
Family-friendly flooring. And we went through the family-friendly flooring pretty quickly, but I'm actually going to do a Como 4 news segment on it on Tuesday. And I'll just, you know, put up some of the information today, and there'll be more through the week. Tuesday, there'll definitely be a video and some blog information about it, because I just think it's critically important. I really do. That, you know, people that are on a budget, it's like, okay, if I hate bamboo flooring, then what would I recommend for you? And I really like this Kartak stuff that they put in Safeway grocery stores. I don't have a dog in the fight. I don't represent the flooring. I just know that, you know, people on a budget, what are they trying to do? You're trying to get a floor that's going to hold up. If it holds up in a Safeway grocery store for the produce department with the wheels and the carts and, you know, strawberries being stepped on the floor, it can hold up for your kids and your pets. And it's super affordable. You can buy it online direct through a multitude of people. And nobody is, you know, trying to sell you something. Or it's not just being passed off that it's really going to hold up. So there you go. Let's go to Ann in Lake Forest Park.
Welcome, Ann.
Hi, Ann.
Hi, thank you, Tammy, to take my call. I'm sorry, it's not a question about floor, but
it's a question about.
I remodeled my kitchen about a year ago, and when I came, when the tileman was putting the tile up, I came in, and the tile wasn't like the sample, and he already had it up, and he said if he tore it down, we'd be tearing wallboard down. And the problem is the color is kind of a blue hue. I've got a black granite countertop, and it just quite doesn't go. And my question was, have you ever heard of tiling over tile? Is that possible, or is it what, you know? Because he said I'd be tearing out wallboard if I tore the tile out.
Here's the thing. Everybody describes tearing out wallboard like, you know, we've breached the keep of the castle. It's wallboard. I mean, it's like if it's wrong and it's ugly, it has to come out. And if it's wrong and it's ugly and it's not what you ordered, everybody's responsible. And I hate this when this happens. It's like you have a sample and you select a tile and who sent you the wrong color? Is that something that the contractor didn't check to see that the box matched the tile sample? It's not your fault they put up the wrong tile. Somebody's responsible here, and it's not you. And yes, I would say you know, do not pass go. Do not collect $200. You have a right to have this look exactly the way that you want it to look. Can you retile over it? Yes. Could it stand out and look funny over your cabinets and underneath your cabinets and on top of your countertop? Probably. And to get it out, it's probably going to take about an hour. And it's a mallet and a broad knife, and they're going to take it out. Is it going to be messy? Yes. Is it going to damage the wallboard? Yes. But that's what, you know, that's why God made spackle. I mean, they basically take a broad knife and smooth out the surface after they're done, and, you know, or they cut out the wallboard and put a new piece in. This is why people are professionals. And to basically leave it to you and to be responsible to live with this and try to figure out with your own ingenuity, and I can hear it in your voice, you're a nice person. And we do this ourselves, you know, sometimes on design projects. We call it the Pee Wee Herman syndrome. And what this means is when Pee Wee Herman fell off his bike and he jumps back up and he says, I meant to do that. Then, you know, what is that? So I want to, and are, what are you thinking about what I'm saying?
Well, I'm glad to hear, because I watch HGTV all the time, and I saw that they were doing it over tile, and I was thinking, oh, is that possible, and should I do it? But now, talking to you, I'm thinking it's no big deal.
It's not a big deal. It's not a big deal. Yes, tear it out.
Yeah.
And not only that, but, you know, you've got your little sample. Hold these people responsible. I mean, I think that this is the thing. Look, you know, we sell custom things all the time, and we hold our customers responsible when they order something custom made and, you know, that they have to pay for it because it was custom made. So, you know, I think the reverse is true. When you pick something out and contractors are supposed to pick up the right thing, they have to double, triple check.
Yeah.
And you, Anne, are in the right. So it's not the end of the world that this has to come out. Is it going to be messy? Yes. Is it going to be about a half a week of your life that you go, okay, this is a pain in the tuchus? Yes. But, you know, that's why we hire professionals. And I just want to empower you as the homeowner. You've selected something beautiful, sophisticated, and now you're trying to figure out how to make this work. It's like marrying the wrong person, you know? I'll just share with you. It's like when I got married super young, and I remember when I went to the first time, and I went to my grandmother, and I said, oh, my God, oi. You know, I'm getting a divorce. My grandmother said to me, she said, you know, marriages are like pancakes. Sometimes you have to throw the first one away. And I mean, so, you know, Anne, your tile is like a pancake. Sometimes you have to throw the first one away. It's a little protracted. It's a little bit painful. Yes. Is it worth it? Yes. I'm married to the most amazing man on the planet. So not a big proponent of divorce, but you know what? Sometimes get a mallet, and I would say it has to come out, not to the husband. My ex-husband's actually a good friend. So there you go.
And thanks for your call. 421-1000 or 877-397-KOMO. We may have time to take a couple more calls, but first, we got to take a quick break, traffic and weather, and we'll be right back.
If you think you've heard everything about treating cancer, you might be surprised. Cancer is choice, and no one gives you more choices than Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. With experts in everything from chemotherapy to nutrition, acupuncture, and naturopathic medicine, Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center partners with you to help you realize the choices that work for you. Here's pharmacist, author, and survivor, Mark Shigihara.
In my case, I chose Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. And what that provided me was the opportunity to attack the cancer from multiple disciplines. I am nearly a 4-year survivor, and I wholeheartedly recommend Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center.
No matter where you are in your cancer journey, find all of your treatment options with Seattle Cancer Treatment and Wellness Center. Call 206-FOR-HOPE. Or click SeattleCancerWellness.com.
Como AAA traffic and weather every 10 minutes on the 4th.
Here's Judith Larson with traffic.
Well, it sure is slow heading north on I-5 from now, I'd say, about Albro all the way up to Yesler. And then we bunch up again as you approach the 520 bridge. Just a lot of folks on the road. Also, the Hood Canal Bridge is still in the open position for marine traffic. And talk about being bunched up. State Route 104 on both sides of the bridge is just completely packed. This report brought to you by Tulalip Resort Casino. Went up to $1 million in the Tulalip April Garden of Riches promotion. 12 winners each Monday can win cash up to $1 million. You can get details at Tulalip Resort Casino on I-5 at exit 200. You're never more than 10 minutes away from your next traffic update. I'm Judith Larson in the Como AAA Traffic Center.
Thanks a lot, Judith. Weather from the Como Forecast Team, here's Theron Zahn.
Weekend plans. Well, Saturday will be your dry day. Sunday, not so much. In fact, showers will develop on the coast late today and then push inland. Highs, we're going to call it the mid-50s under mostly cloudy skies. Sunday, gray, soggy throughout the day. Soggy skies linger into a Monday as well. Finally drying things up late in the day so we can go partly sunny on Tuesday. That's just a brief break between systems because by the end of Wednesday, we are soggy again. I'm Theron Zahn. That's your latest forecast from Como 4 News. We're working for you.
Thanks a lot, Theron. It's 48 degrees in downtown Seattle. Thanks for joining us on Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. We've got just a few more minutes. I think we can take a call.
Good. Hi, Victor. How can I help you?
Hey, Tammy. Thanks for answering. We're actually building a house out in Maple Valley, fairly large home, and we're going through all the choices of tile or granite and floors and cabinetry and all that other stuff. The house is going to be stucco with stone, and it's a fairly large home. Colors combinations for the cabinetry to the floor. Would you go like a lighter cabinet to a darker floor, or a darker floor to a lighter cabinet, or what's your opinion on that kind of stuff? Because now we're in the choice making of the colors of the floors, and it's kind of complicated.
And the answer to the question is yes.
That's too easy.
I know. So here's the thing. The problem if you get the floors too dark, it's kind of trendy, and it was trendy as of a couple of years ago. And I mean the dark espresso floors. Can you still do it? Yes. But the other thing is you see every speck of dust. A large house, I mean, seriously, if somebody drops a piece of lint, you're going to see it across the floor.
Yeah, big deal with my wife is that cleanliness part.
See, and that's why, you know, what I say to people is, you need to get a color consultation on both. And the color of the cabinetry and the color of the floors needs to coordinate. They need to talk to one another. So my suggestion is, what are you trying to get the room to look, the house to look like? Light and airy, air on the side of a little bit lighter on the floors. If you're trying to have the house look more rustic, then go a medium tone on the floors. Like I said, I'm not a big fan of super dark floors just because they show every bit of lint and dust and all of it. So medium if it's more of an old world feeling, and lighter if it goes a little bit more contemporary. You can go medium if you also want more contemporary and lighter cabinets. So you can do either one. What I'm saying to you is that you do need to get the cabinet, you know, the door and the flooring, and just think big room. The difference between homeowners and designers, I see big picture. You're staring at one thing. Like, which is it? This one or that one? And I want to say to you, yes. So yes means think in terms of the whole room. Do you want it to feel light and airy? Or do you want it to feel warmer, like an old world home? So that's what you need to determine. And yes, you can have darker floors, but don't make them too dark. Even in a contemporary space, you can have darker floors and light cabinets. So it's yes to either one, but think whole room. If you're really, truly stuck, then I can send someone like Robin Daly out to you. She charges you $100 and she'll help you nail it. And one of her designers will come out from Daly's Home Decorating and they'll give you a consultation.
Is there a way that we can get, well, off the air or something, get that set up? But another quick question is as you walk into the house, it's you have a you're walking in and there's a
we have like 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, anyway, it's
why don't you do this? I'll tell you what. You email me at comanews.com/Tammy, and I will personally call you back. How about that?
You don't know what you're getting into.
Okay, that's all right.
Got a live one.
Yeah, exactly. You email me, comanews.com/Tammy, and it says Ask Tammy, and Victor, I will call you back. So there you go. And it was a great show today. You know, I think that it's really important for people to make design decisions with their kids, their pets, people you love in mind. And thanks for holding down the fort here today and being the drop button dominatrix once again with our and keeping us on track. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
And comanews.com/Tammy.
comanews.com/Tammy. I will tell you, my house does look like Elton John's closet. You're all invited. Next time we have to do this at my house.
I have a little post Liberace in my house, so there you go.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out with Tammy Michaels. For more tips on creating those interesting interiors and exciting exteriors, check out our lifestyle page at comonews.com/Tammy.